Hello, my wonderful health community. The Oziva Be Better video podcast welcomes you all to take charge of your health and take the first step towards a healthier, better tomorrow. So join me, Nishi, your host and those on this wonderful new health journey. Veganism is actually a way of life, and practicing vegans do not consume animal-derived products like dairy items, jaise ki ghee, butter, cheese, and meats. And fun fact, today, India, which is known as the vegetarian capital of the world, has approximately 5 million people who embrace veganism. Now, as a practicing vegan, there's no end to the number of questions I'm asked about my diet. And I know no questions are silly, but slowly and steadily, the tables are turning and the plant-based food industry is really growing. Well, enough about me and my vegan wagon. I thought, who best to shed light on veganism, this wonderful topic, than our very own Banjaran, Meher Malik. Are taaliyan baja do yaar. Meher Malik is a name that we all know by heart. She runs a beautiful school, the Banjara School of Dance. She's the one who's changed the definition of freedom within the art of dance. Meher can be described as a straightforward and determined person who lives her life fully and passionately. Hi Meher, welcome to our brand new show, the Oziva Be Better video podcast.
Hi, so good to have you.
Hi. So, shuru se shuru karte hain. So, since we're talking about veganism, I really want to know, and I want the audience to know, ki aapki veganism ki journey kahan se shuru hui? What prompted you to become vegan?
I've been vegan now for almost 4 years. And I always knew about veganism. Mujhe hamesha se pata tha ki veganism kya hai. It's what the idea of veganism is, I have always known. But I think what eventually led me to a place to finally convert from vegetarianism to veganism was having these very severe gastro attacks coupled with migraines. Mm-hmm. I think in a country like India, we don't take food allergies very seriously. I think unless the allergy results in like swollen lips and itchy skin, till then we don't really realize that allergies can be of different types, type 1, type 2, type 3. And I think because it's so ingrained in us, ke dahi, doodh, it's such an ingrained thing. You don't really think about it much, and it's just part of your culture, and you're just consuming things that you don't necessarily even know that don't suit your body. So I had all my life, ever since I was a young girl, I've had these migraine and gastro attacks, and people would say the silliest things like nazar lag jati hai. And that was their answer to me getting these attacks, vomiting bouts of hours and hours and hours. And I always knew that there was something more to it. So I was led on by a nutritionist who told me to get this German allergy test done, which was available in India. And that's when I actually got to know that I was allergic to a bunch of different food items, dairy being the highest allergy source in my life. And then that's where things changed. I just stopped consuming dairy completely. And I never got those attacks ever again.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And I really echo a lot of that. I've also been a practicing vegan now for 3 years. And the gastro issue is real. It's horrible and it's real. And it only changes once we become vegan. Now that brings me to the second question, Meher, which is, what does it mean for you to be vegan and what are the do's and don'ts?
So one of the things I think in the journey of all, like when I was a really young girl, probably about 8 or 9, I remember we lived in the Middle East, and in the Middle East, being away from meat is pretty difficult because the culture is all about eating meat. And so becoming a vegetarian was something that was my own choice. Nobody asked me to be vegetarian. It was something that I felt already because I did not want to eat a dead animal. I knew that as a very young girl. I knew that as a teenager. I knew that as an adult. But I think as I became more aware about veganism, as I became more aware as an adult, as a thinking adult, I realized that there's more to it than just eating the animal dead. And I realized there was much more to it than just eating a dead animal. There was torture, you know, there's so much pain. And, you know, you're consuming this pain, whether you're consuming it as milk or you're consuming it as meat or you're consuming it as fur or you're consuming it as anything that you're wearing on your body or a product that you're using. So for me, now what has become very important is A, to understand and to realize that what I'm consuming doesn't come from cruelty. So that's super important to me. I'm not doing this just for my health anymore. Now it goes much beyond that. It's now an ethical issue in my life and not just got to do with my health. Of course, I would suggest it to people to reverse any kind of health issues. And I know people like Lewis Hamilton, who's the Formula One racer, has also reversed his dog's health with veganism. So for me, I just feel like there's much more to it than health. And when it comes to the do's and don'ts, I would say figure out where your cosmetics are coming from. You know, are they being tested on animals? You know, the food products, do they have, sometimes you don't even know that your food product has, you know, some kind of an animal-based product in it. You know, for example, there are coconut water out there in the market that you would assume that coconut water is a plant-based product. But the minute you bottle it, you have to add a sauce to it that's actually animal-based. So that plant-based product actually packaged becomes a not plant-based product. So I would say do your research, read the labels, understand where your products are coming from. It's easy. The information is out there. If you really care, you can get the information. So I would suggest really doing your research.
Absolutely. Wow, that was such a great, you know, list of things that we should be doing, shouldn't be doing. And, you know, Mahe, there's also that sense of unlearning. हमें बचपन से ही दूध दे दिया जाता है, हमें बचपन से इतना फूड आइटम दे दिया जाता है विच इज इन फैक्ट नॉट हेल्दी एंड माइट नॉट सूट आवर बॉडी. सो आई थिंक एज यू राइटली सेड एंड पुट, इट इज लाइक एन ऑन गोइंग लर्निंग जर्नी. एंड
यू नो, लेट मी एड समथिंग हियर. I recently did, you know, they say as a breastfeeding mother, you should keep checking your D3 levels, B12 levels, calcium serum. So I, all the time that I have been vegetarian, people ask me this question all the time. Like, do you think you're getting your nutrition? Like, do you think you're, you know, getting your supplementation? So one of the reasons which people don't know is that dairy products can lead to a lot of malabsorption in the body. So what you should be absorbing actually from the food source, you don't end up. So all this time that I was vegetarian and did not know that I was allergic to dairy, I always had low D3 and low B12, always. And I just did my these tests 3 days back, 4 days back. I'm vegan, I'm breastfeeding, and my D3 and my B12 and my calcium serum have never been better, ever.
Love that.
Yeah, so it's definitely something people should read up. They should do their research. It's very important.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that with us. And I think that's where the knowledge really grows, you know, and then it's an ongoing journey. Okay, so the next set of questions are going to be slightly more quicker. So humne rapid fire taiyar kiya aapke liye. So it's going to be a Q&A, which is vegan themed. And do you feel ready?
Yeah.
Should we go on? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So biggest myths to bust about veganism.
That it's expensive.
Three sources of vegan food.
Oh, wow. Green leaves, or any kind of green leaves. Fruit. And rice.
Yeah. Okay. So biggest hesitation for you before you turned vegan, if there was any.
I think the one that normally people have is, will I be able to get enough protein? And will I be able to get enough B12? I think these are the major questions, but it's all possible.
Amazing. Three celebrities or public figures you might know who recently turned vegan.
Recently, I don't know, but I do know some people. I mean, Virat Kohli is vegan. Lewis Hamilton is vegan. I don't know a chick, right? That's a big problem. Why don't I know a chick? I know people who are trying veganism. I know that Miley Cyrus was vegan, but then suddenly said that she needed omegas. So yeah, I guess that partially counts.
Top three favorite vegan dishes.
Rajma chawal. Coconut curry.
Ooh.
And plant-based milk that we may get home from coconut, walnut, and pumpkin seeds.
Wow, that sounds really good.
With oat cereal.
Yeah, I can see the body dance. Yeah, absolutely.
My favorite.
Yeah, sounds great. What does being vegan mean to you in a word or a line?
I think being vegan is being introspective and just and kind of being aware of how you're living your life. Otherwise, you're just following sheep mentality. But I think being vegan is really questioning things, and you're aware, and so you're always in introspection mode.
Yeah. What are you craving for right now?
Ooh. Mum has sent us home cooked cow suey, which I haven't eaten yet, so I'm waiting for housewear.
Okay. And the last, question for rapid fire. Recommend one vegan dish to a beginner who's trying to go vegan. What would it be?
I think a Buddha bowl. A Buddha bowl is basically a combination of having carbs, protein, healthy fat, and your other minerals from fruits, veggies, mostly veggies. So I think something like a side dish of like greens and tomatoes, maybe some hemp seed, rice, and maybe rajma or rice and chana, something like that is perfect. It's perfect.
Amazing. Thank you for that rapid fire. Also, I'm going to take this moment to add that Oziva has a delicious range of plant-based products, and their extensive range of, vegan-friendly products are actually quite nice. So I would encourage you, Meher, to try their immunity booster, which is really, really nice.
Actually, that's one of the things on my to-do list. And I would really suggest to, women, super women, we're doing so much, our bodies are constantly doing so much. As a mother, I know. And I feel like if you can try out an alternative that's plant-based, that supplements you, that gives a boost to your health, you should definitely, definitely give it a try.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. And just before we finish, the last finale question for you is, what is your fitness mantra for your body, for your mind?
So for me, I think my fitness mantra is focused on healing and really looking at it as, what do I need today? Which can be something very different, for everybody on an everyday basis. Just constantly running on a treadmill or jogging on an everyday basis is not what the body needs on an everyday basis. So your fitness mantra should be asking yourself, what does my body need today?
Wow, that is just the last line. I'm still taking a breath to just sort of digest that. How amazing. And being a body-based psychotherapist and a mental health practitioner myself, that's something we start with. Listening to the body and just sort of arriving into the body and checking with our body. And that's, and you've put it out so well. Well, we've come towards the end, Meher. Thank you so, so much for joining us and for taking the time out to be with us and with the Oziva video podcast today.
Thank you so much.
So, mere dosto, I do hope you're inspired to be better after our delightful conversation with Meher Malik. And don't you worry about how and where to start our vegan journey. Oziva has got you covered. Visit oziva.in to view all our clean, plant-based products that are made to make your health journey better. I will see you next week with another podcast and another special guest in our health story. Take care, be safe, and be better. This is Nishi, your host, signing off.